Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, all of those who are coming to us by way of blog, just to pray and to praise God. We're really agenda besides that, just praying and praising God, because he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the worship and adoration. Yeah? Thank you. So we taste and see that the Lord blessed is the man or woman that trusted in him. He deserves the praise and the glory. And that's why we keep in mind Psalms 105. We make known his deeds before the people, because he deserves to be glorified. And we just thank him for everything. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for you. We know your word says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your word, Lord. We taste and see that the Lord is good. And we just appreciate your presence on this line. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't even have to go. Thank you for it. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the anointing is on your word. Thank you for it. Everything. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our cry this morning, and for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. Oh, God, thank you that we can join hands together with our brothers and sisters across the world and give you glory and give you praise. We rebuke the enemy, the blood of Jesus. Is available to his people right now. Thank you. In the spirit realm, thank you that he is present. Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh God, thank you for your blessings. We ask that you forgive all sin, every sin of omission, every sin of commission. God, that you bring blessings about for the people of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. Great and glorious day. Amen. Thank you for it. Oh, we give you adoration. We give you praise. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praises all day. They belong to you, Lord. We bind the devil. We bind them in every situation. We bind the enemy. We lose time for blessings. Oh, God, help us to do that today. Even more so, we pray. Now, thank you for it. Bless those who are coming before you this morning, who got up to celebrate your holy name. And, God, I pray that you give them an extra special blessing that they made the sacrifice. And thank you because obedience is better than sacrifice. But you do bless the people who are obedient to you, Lord. Now, let this be a wonderful, wonderful Sabbath day. God, set those who are sick, raise those who are down. Oh, bring those who are out in. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for all things. We give you glory and adoration. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. And let's speak. Amen. Are y'all awake out there?
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I got to write this morning down. That's the first time anybody ever spoke to me first. Because I can be.
Amen.
God, y'all are born.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody spoke to me first. Good morning to y'all. Good morning. Amen. Can anybody speak to the Lord first?
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Everybody is speaking to the Lord.
bless your name, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a joy to be on this prayer line when God is doing multitudinous things and glorious blessings to happen. And thank God for it in Jesus' name. All of you in every area of heaven, I want you to get ready in at the same time, many times in my wisdom, I say what I feel like that. And I say, I tell them that I want you to give. I want you to come and symbolize how you want God to move for you in by your coming. In other words, if you want him to take his time, then you take your time. Just stroll down the aisle like you ain't got nothing to do, no time means nothing. Just take your time and walk down the aisle. Because I'm asking God to move for you just like you move for him. Hey, Dad. And many times, oh, my God, I don't forget it. Oh, last night, I just was talking to young people to give them, like Pastor's asking again, the first one. And when I got to praying and said, you come now, those young people ran up to the basket and put the money, their tithes and money in the basket. They ran up there. In other words, they were saying to the Lord, Lord, this is how I want you to move for me. Amen. I hope you got it. That's your message today. That's a revelation. If you don't recognize it, that's a fresh revelation. Move for God like you want him to move for you. Symbolize how you want him to move for you. Amen. I don't want him to take his time, so I beat everybody getting up. I even beat those young people getting up with the basket. But I want God to move for me in a hurry. Amen. All right. Have you ever done that on your praise report? Change it in your mind that I'm going to be the first one trying to get up there to give my praise. And see what happens. You haven't tried it. See what happens. See what God does to you. Amen. You never tried it before? Try it and see what God does for you. Because one day you're going to really need him to come in a hurry. You really will. You really will. And I'm getting ready to say praise. Let's receive our praise report. I'm going to ask, let me see. And Master Hagen, are you on the line this morning? If you can you receive our praise report? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We'd be glad to. We're here, Chief.
All right. And then if you can, why don't you open the line up and give your prayer report and then ask for all the prayer reports. And let's see who's going to be first here. People blessing to the Lord. Amen. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. And good morning to you, our Chief International Ambassador. We do honor you this morning. We thank God, amen, for our first lady of this ministry, amen, Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. We thank God, amen, for all of our ambassadors. Thank God for my pastor, Dr. Bishop, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for all of the ambassadors-elect, to each and every one of you in your respective places. And we do honor, amen, our mother to the nation, our memory of her in glory. We thank God for her and all that she has brought to this line. And today we are now here to open up a praise report platform, and I'd like to be one of the first to give a praise report. I just thank the Lord, amen, for life, hope, and strength. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and we give God praise, and we look forward to the fact that the Lord has selected our region to be one of the first regions where our chief will be conducting his tour for the year, and we are excited and we look forward to April 15th. And if anybody is in the area, you're more than welcome to come join us on that night. And that's my praise report for what God is doing. God bless. And now the platform's open for all of you to give your praise report.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ambassador Lacey. Push for a little time this morning because we got a big funeral going on here, and I'm about to funeral. But I want to thank the Lord for all that he has done. Honor to our chief ambassador and his beautiful wife, Sister Lady Betty, Dr. Lady Betty. We just praise the Lord this morning for my sister who is home, and it seems that she's doing pretty good. I ask your prayers for Johnny Clemens, my brother. He's having some problems. The doctor give you news, and you take it home instead of you just putting it in the back part of your head and saying it's not happening. He's seem to be claiming it, but I'm asking the Lord to bless him this morning. You pray for me. While I pray for you, God bless each of you, all the ambassadors, all the leader, prayer leaders and all. God bless you this morning. Quickly, I got to get dressed because the funeral is early today. And we just love you. God bless you. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And don't forget to pray for me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The platform's still open.
Anyone else on the praise report?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Meg Mother Digby, first giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to the leader of the praise service, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say I thank the Lord for those words of exhortation that Dr. Johnson gave us. I want to say this was maybe about 30 years ago. I had my tithes and my offering. I had put it some, put it, I put off paying it. I knew I was going to do it, but I just didn't do it, you know, go up right ahead and do it. And, you know, I misplaced it. When I found it, I realized, don't be slowful with God. Go ahead and do it because you want God to do for you, and you won't, don't want to be slowful with God. And when I get an increase, I increase my tithes. And I think, and sometimes the Lord just speaks to me, increase my offering. And I think, and it's always a blessing because whatever I have, God bless me with it. And when I need more, I'm going to look to God for him to bless me the more. I thank and praise the Lord for this first fruit prayer line. Has such a blessing in my life, and God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Mm. Oh, and I, too, thank the Lord for blessing my sister to come home from the hospital. My sister was in the hospital. She's on dialysis 3 days a week, and they think maybe they left some fluid in, and she had fluid, but they're thinking that she's going to be all right, and I thank and praise the Lord for that.
Praise God. Thank God. What a great report. Thank you, Lord. Holly, who will be next?
Good morning. This is LaShonda from Kansas City. I have a praise report this morning. Yesterday, I went to court with a cousin and her son, and her son was given 15 years in prison 3.5 years ago. Well, we went back for a early release. And that judge, she cut 10 years off of his sentence. So he'll be coming home really soon. And I just think that's my praise report. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, you have to think yourself what people are. Imagine that you have a son, and your son has been given 15 years in prison. And then all of a sudden, you've been praying and praying and praying, and he goes back to court. And the judge, the Lord moves on the judge's heart to take 10 years off of your
years.
Son. Yeah. What would you say? I want to have to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I did.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That is a miracle. Amen. Lord, the Lord blew it on the judge's heart, and they took 10 years off your son's sentence. I know you'd be hollering. See, you know, I keep on reading that text. Let me find this for y'all. Yeah. It says in here, in Job, amen, the 42nd chapter, and the 10th verse, and I think I just quoted it. It says that God removed or took away the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And replace that verb just for a moment. When he praised with his friends, when he prayed, right. when he became unselfish, in other words.
Oh.
Yeah. When he was concerned about somebody else, what happened to their son. That's when God and the Lord turned, T-U-R-N-E-D, turn the captivity of Job. In other words, it went the other way. It went away from Job. It turned away from him. It was removed. When he prayed for his friends. In other words, when he was concerned about his friends, I'm reading it. It's Job 42 and 10. When he was praying for his, see, when you pray for somebody, you're concerned about them.
Amen.
You know, when you pray for somebody, you want the best for them. When you pray for somebody, you want God to help them. And when he was so concerned about his friends, friends who had really done him wrong, Eliphaz, Bildad, and the Temanite, the Shuhite, and also Zophar, Nephathite, all of them, they had done him wrong. They came and sit while he was sick, and came in his room and sat for 7 days and didn't say nothing. Didn't say, you're going to make it. Didn't say, be encouraged. Didn't say, God loves you. Nothing. They just sat there and looked at him. Probably going, he's going to die, or whatever they were saying. But when he turned around, and even though, see, that's why I remember what my mama taught me. Mother Johnson said, son, I know they did you wrong. I know they did you wrong. But, son, love those who do you wrong. Love your enemies. And she said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Amen.
Amen.
So Job knew that back then. He loved his enemies. He showed them love and prayed for those who had despitefully used him. And guess what happened? And the Lord gave Job double for his trouble, twice as much as he had before. Yeah. So when somebody comes with a testimony like that and you start rejoicing, maybe the Lord will remember your son, remember your daughter.
Yeah.
Remember, if you don't have any children, maybe he might remember your niece, your nephew, simply because you learn how to rejoice for somebody else. And he'll turn the captivity in your life. Amen. Things that have kept you captive, amen, in your life because you prayed, because you were concerned, because you loved, because you showed compassion for those who seem to be despitefully using you. Amen. Thank you, Mother Johnson, and thank you, Job. Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
All right. Go ahead, Ambassador. Let's get maybe one, two more praise reports, because I want to get some home remedies here in just a moment.
All right.
And we can discuss it more so tomorrow on Friday. But go ahead, Ambassador.
God bless you. Yes, sir. We'll get those two more for you. And we do give God praise. And we are shouting with Sister Shonda for what the Lord has done. And we give God praise, amen, for Dr. Lacey, for her praise report. We are praising God with her. We're praising God with Mother Digby. Hallelujah. And all of these who responded, we give God the praise. Now we're down for two more. Glory be to God. The platform's open. Who will be next?
Amen.
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 Yes, sir. Go right ahead, sir.
Ambassador.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Ambassador-elect Darden in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I just want to, my praise report is that even though you haven't heard me, amen, I have been on the line. I've been listening at times when I want to come in and jump in. I haven't been able to jump in. Today I've been able to jump in. So that is part of my praise report. Because right now, that people know that I am alive and that the Lord is still working miracles in my life and in my family's life. And I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson, both Dr. Johnson, and all of the post-group line, and I'm looking forward to June in Kansas City. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Of a convention.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Yes. Wow.
Wait, one more.
Thank you so much. One more. Who will be the next?
This morning, this is Mother Wilson. And I'm thanking God for his blessing and thanking for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way and giving me to know that God is real. I thank him for how he blessed me on last night. I was cramping and cramping, but the Lord blessed. I don't even feel pain this morning. God is so good, and I just thank him for him being who he is. Pray for him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mother Wilson. Ambassador Lake, Mother Wilson, yes, he is so good. And we want to thank God again for each and every one of you who responded and shared your praise with the world on the praise platform. Now at this time, we're going to turn back to our Chief International Ambassador. God bless you, Chief. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Amen. Dr. Vegas, amen. And we appreciate your sacrifice this morning. And then Bishop Hagen, I was on. And I'm telling you, praying for him too. The Lord bless you and keep you. I do want to go to some what we call these home remedies. Some of y'all got the stuff y'all been doing for this and that. That's better than the doctor. I say it's better than the doctor. Amen. I'm going to start with, I'm going to take a different approach today on these home remedies. And then, oh my God, some of you got your line open and you making a little noise on the line. They have to, mute you just for a second because of the noise on the line. That's just to make you cognizant of it. All right. Now, I'm going to take a different approach this morning on our home remedies. Amen. I will tell you, Ambassador Dr. Stern had me laughing one day. She's a funny lady. Oh, they were discussing that cayenne pepper. Amen. I never heard of it. See, y'all heard of that, but most men, I don't think they've heard of that kind of stuff. Amen. And but I'm going to take a different approach today, and I'm going to call some things that the enemy tries to use to plague our physical body. And if you have anything that will help, I want you to jump in there and share a home remedy for this. I'm going to call several things today. It's a lot of several things that will basically help you all in a home remedy. Now, since it has been brought to my attention, I've received two or three calls. I know one about breast cancer. And y'all got some things that y'all can do for that. I don't know about them, but you can help somebody on this line. Amen. Perhaps, may not, it may be here in America, it may be overseas in Africa. And a lot of them got home remedies that we would never think of. They've had to have them because some of them cannot get to the doctor. Let me just give you an example of one that I use, and it's been working for me for years. Amen. And many times I do a water pick on my gums all the time. But it's not the kind of water pick that most of y'all know. It's just turn your mouth up toward the shower head, and then it massage all those gums around you. It will keep you out of the dentist's office. It will keep you from having those. I'm telling you, it will keep you from having those abscesses. And the Lord will keep you out of there for years and years and years. Because that water is the strongest, well, let me say, it is one of the strongest powers on the face of the earth, water. Go back there to Noah and see how strong it is. It covered the whole face of the earth. It destroyed everything on the earth, water did. Go to Hollywood and see how water, rain, washes mansions off a hill. And see when you open your mouth and put it under that water, that water, all those 100 water pits, and let it massage your gums. And see how that will wash stuff out that you don't even know is in there. And you won't be talking about, oh my God, my tooth hurts. There's something down in there that you don't know about. You can't even see it. But that water will get it out of there. And I hope you take that. Amen. We bless you in a great way. All right. Let's go back to that breast cancer. If anybody can help us with any home remedies for breast cancer? Anybody? Well, you don't have nothing but that. All right. But you got to understand that the body was made by God. This is not, you know, going too far. God made the body. He has remedies for us that will work in it. All right? Breast cancer again. Anybody can help us on that? If not, we'll move on. All right. What about high blood pressure? Home remedy.
I have a little something in regards to high blood pressure. I never forget when we had spent a whole day with one of the doctors, and this doctor was the doctor of President Mandela. And every time he'd come to the United States, this particular doctor, you know, was his caregiver. And so we had the opportunity of being in her presence for a whole day. And she was sharing with us some remedies, and one of the remedies had to do with high blood pressure. And she taught us that if you would just simply get some water and fill the glass with water and get a lemon, a real fruit lemon, and roll it somewhat and just cut the end of it off so that the juice can flow, and just squeeze maybe two or three juices. You don't have to squeeze the whole lemon, but just two or three juices from the original lemon, and stir it up in the water and drink the glass, that what it will do, properties in it, that it will just lower your blood pressure. And there, I've tried it, and quite a few people down here that know of us have tried it, and it has certainly worked. So I wanted to share it. Thank you for the opportunity to share. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, that's a great home remedy. I just cut a lemon in half and just eat a half a lemon myself. Well, that's great. It will lower your blood pressure. Okay? Anybody else have anything to say about that? Come on, Sam.
I have not gotten off the prayer line yet, but I'm getting dressed for the tune. I have a remedy here, and it's a very, very decent remedy. Psalm 1, I believe, verse 7 said, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." All you got to do is go to the health food store and ask them to give you some hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. It's good for breast cancer. It's good to clean the body. It's good to clean out all of the areas that need to be cleaned. And I thank God for that. It has worked for me. It worked for others. And it will work for you. Hyssop.
Amen.
Look at that. That's Bible behind it, too. Amen. Hyssop. Go there to the health food store to ask them for it. And then now, is that just for women, Dr. Lacey, or that can be for men, too?
Everybody said, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean." So,
yes,
it's very good for any type of problem. Even the clean out, you know, if you got a car, you don't change the oil in it. So you have to clean that body with something. So Castor, my brother used to run and get a big bottle of Castor for me every time I get sick. And I'll wait till he come out of the bathroom and go inside of there. And Lord Jesus, I ask him to help me.
Okay. Amen. All right. Brother Larry said yesterday, is that too much information? All right. But that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Lacey. We appreciate that. Anybody else have anything else on that?
Yes, for high blood pressure, also to have some vinegar and a glass of water. It's good for high blood pressure.
All right. Okay.
How about you? I did that, the vinegar thing, but it was the organic apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, with that vinegar, you can't drink that vinegar too fast because it'll drop the high blood pressure too fast. So you have to drink that slow with that vinegar.
Drink it slow. Did y'all hear the thing? Drink it slow. Now, did you put water in it or do you?
I put a cap. Like I poured it in the cap of the vinegar cap. I poured a cap of that in 8 ounces of water 3 times a day, and it took my blood pressure down.
Wow. 8 ounces of water with a cap of vinegar 3 times a day, it took it down.
3 times a day.
All right. I hope y'all got a pen, piece of paper, writing some of this stuff down. three times a day.
Or you could do three caps of vinegar, but with an 8-ounce glass of water, but drink it slow. Don't drink it fast. Drink it slow.
Drink it slow. All right. I'm going to give y'all one I know works for all of us. Take that blessed oil that we blessed for you, that the Lord blessed, and put about three drops in water and drink it. And see that that blessed oil heal you. It will heal you. Amen. That's another. All right, somebody else. And I do remember that I'm supposed to bless the oil at the close of the service today. Oh. Somebody else who has a remedy. Let me take this now. What about low blood? Some people got low blood. How you going to bring it up? High blood, when you got that, bring it down. Bring the low blood up. How you going to bring it up? Anybody? I guess that's what y'all know I am. All right. I guess black folks, we worry about that high blood, not the low blood.
Yeah. That's our problem.
All right. Let me, what about, let me go to this here. What about those little colon, we have a colonoscopy, and it's for discovering what inside the colon, those little polyps. Amen. I think I share with y'all the information that the Holy Ghost gave me on that. It's so important that you really go and have that examination to find the polyps, if you have the polyps. And the reason why it's so important is because God showed me. He showed me that what polyps are, basically. It's kind of like, you got to imagine a trash can. And if you leave some food in there and leave it out in the warm air, that food will take her up for you. It will become very bacteria, a lot of bacteria. And if you leave it there long enough, it will turn into maggots. Yeah. And he was telling me that and showing me that. He said, son, it's like that in the body, in a way. Broke it down for me and showed me that. If those polyps are in your colon. So your colon, the interior colon, be smooth and fine, he said. And if you got polyps in your colon, then that food that comes down, it can't move around that polyp, that little piece of meat in your colon that's sticking up. It gets stuck behind there, just like in a trash can, when you have stuff stuck in the trash can for days and days and days, it becomes bacteria. And that bacteria becomes terrible in that trash, maggots and everything else. So what that food that's stuck behind that little piece of meat in your colon that should be smooth in there, it gets stuck, it can't move around that little piece. It's just a little food. When after a while, it becomes bacteria. And then it becomes cancer. That's why you got to get it out of there. Because it's sitting up in there. It just sits and sits. And what the devil tried to do, me, he was trying, every time I would make an appointment to get colonoscopy, he was trying his best to keep me from going. And then why? Because he wanted it to sit up in there, so it could cause cancer in my body. But the Holy Ghost gave me that vision to get there and get that done as quickly as possible, so that can sit up inside of me. It can't get around that little piece of meat just sitting there. It becomes cancerous. So,
did you have any signs, my warning?
Beg your pardon?
Did you have any signs or warnings or symptoms?
I did. I had a great sign and a great warning. The Holy Ghost told me, you go in there and get that fixed. So, but I understand what you're saying. No, I wasn't feeling bad or anything like that. I just listened to the voice of the Lord. And so you don't want that to sit up inside of you, that food coming down. If you have polyps, I had a couple, but they removed those polyps. And so that food cannot sit up in there and deteriorate and cause. See, that's what cancer many times is. It's deterioration in your body, sitting up in there for months and months and years and years and years.
Oh.
And then finally it just turns on you into an eating machine and starts, that bacteria starts eating on you. So you want to get out of it. All right.
Fisher, where does that mean?
A
sandoval polyp also is gas.
Right, gas.
Doctor's record in at the age of 50 that you have a colonoscopy.
Back in the age of 50. You heard it now. All right.
And another fact is if you see a little blood in your stool. In your stool.
Thank you so much.
That's true.
All right. I know that's true. It didn't happen to me, but I know of a preacher who went to the restroom and the whole stool had blood everywhere, and it was it turned out that he got cancer, and but you know I know a healer. Of all diseases and all cancer and everything else. And he's the best remedy that anybody can have. We're just discussing some things that can keep y'all. I'm going to have to mute y'all and because you're making the best noise. Okay? But I know some, and I'm going to unmute you. All right? So I'm just trying to get you to see that that's making a lot of noise. But this God we serve can remedy every situation. This is just to help you all, to keep you from getting in those situations. What about gout? Anybody got a remedy for gout? That's very painful in Kenya. So try to help us on that. Thank you, God. Anybody help us?
Concentrated black cherry juice.
Wow. Concentrated black cherry juice, okay?
You can get that at the health food store.
You can get that. Yeah. Concentrated. Well, I better get these things down, Saint. I don't believe that the devil had me to do this today. I believe it was the Lord.
Concentrated black cherry juice? Or
black cherry juice.
Yeah.
Black cherry juice. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Concentrated black cherry juice. You can drink it straight.
You can dissolve a couple of tablespoons in about 8 ounces of water.
Okay.
I personally like to drink a tablespoon straight. It's a very delicious juice and it helps a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Also,
can that be used for anything else? Gout and what else?
That's just what I researched on it.
Okay.
Shonda, explain to them about the black seed.
The black what?
It's called black seed.
Black seed oil.
Black seed oil.
Anybody got a word on that? Black seed oil.
It cures a lot of things. It cures, it's been known to cure cancer, diabetes, and high blood pressure.
Black seed oil.
You have to watch where you get it from because some stores that dilute it or try to cut it, and you want the pure.
Pure. Okay, now, did you say black, B-L-A-C-K?
Black. Yes, black seed oil.
Yeah.
I have to get the brand that I recommend. I have to get that.
Bring that back to us tomorrow, the brand name that you recommend tomorrow, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Y'all have so many cures. this had to be the Holy Ghost that led me today to do this. Amen. And I just want to go down the line. Maybe we can get you some help on some other